بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. To recap what we have discussed thus far, in the first lesson, we discussed the difference in pronunciation between a hamza and an ayn. Hamza is free-flowing, ayn is from the center of the throat, with emphasis. Last week we discussed the difference between a ha and a ha. So a person will recite alhamdu, that is ha, again from the center of the throat. The same makhraj, place of pronunciation, applies for the ha and the ayn, the center of the throat. So this is the law that we need to keep in mind, bear in mind, and make an effort to recite the Qur'an-i Kareem according to how it was revealed to us as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll continue making an effort, insha'Allah, through the effort Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us perfection. But the mere fact that we are sitting to learn is already a sign and a token to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh may Allah, I am trying, you make it easy for me. Today inshaAllah we discuss just one more, and that is a qaf and a kaf. One simple difference between the qaf and the kaf is that the qaf is with a full mouth and kaf is free flowing, easy pronounced. So example, a person's name will be Qasim. We say Qasim, but in Arabic, the person's name is Qasim with a Qaf. So that's Qasim. And the person who is proficient, he's a master in the science of Qira'ah or in the recitation of the Qur'an, then we say that the person is a Qari. That's with a Qaf. What we are reciting is the Qur'an with the Qaf. And maybe what I'm reading at night is a Kitab. That's Kaf. Kitab. Easy pronounced. So the difference between the two for us to understand is a Qaf and a Kaf is that a Qaf will be full mouth. Why? How do you get that pronunciation of a full mouth would be our concern. Now the full mouth is not pronounced by rounding the lips. Not necessary. Every letter will be different. But a qaf is pronounced from the back part, extreme back part of the tongue when it rises to the palate. So that will be qaf as compared to kaf. That's a little bit more forward. It is back, but not extreme back as compared to the qaf. So qaf is so extreme that it's closer to the throat as compared to the kaf, which is more towards the center, not really the center, but closer to the mouth in the pronunciation as compared to the qaf. So that's one way of how we would get the pronunciation or the difference in our recitation of qaf and kaf. Again, we will recite Suratul Fatiha. And just to keep in mind, where do we see this qaf? In the sixth verse. That's where the qaf appears, just once in the surah. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. As compared to Ihdina siratal mustaqim. So, mustaqim and mustaqim, there is a difference. So, the qaf with the full mouth, we will recite it once, and the second round, insha'Allah, we will recite it in unison.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
So if you look at the third or rather the fourth verse, Maliki Yawmiddin, as it is numbered in our Qur'ans as the fourth verse, Maliki, that's with a kaf. And iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, that again is a kaf. So it's easy pronounced, there's not much emphasis, and it's not with a full mouth. It's not one of the letters for a full mouth. Inshallah, we can recite it together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
One of the brothers asked with regards to some places where we see the three dots. Example in Surah Al-Baqarah, if we turn to the, if you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, the second verse, we see two places where there is three dots. And that means we have an option. We're gonna stop at one of them and continue on the other. There's no stoppage on both. So there's no ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ and then فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. No. Either a person will recite ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So he stops there and then هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Oh.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فيه هدى للمتقين.
Then he will continue with the second, so you have an option. So the question will come, what's this all about? When it's recited in Arabic and when a person understands the meaning of the Quran and he appreciates the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the complete meaning is only understood when we apply the laws of Tajweed. And the moment we do not adhere to the laws of Tajweed, any person who understands the message in the Qur'an, if he listens to us, he'll say, no, something's not right. You continued and you read all about Jannah, and why did you join it with Jahannam? Or whatever the case may be. So in this situation, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, the complete meaning is, by stopping and on one of them, you cannot stop at both of them. Let's continue, inshallah, to the third ruku. We read the first two and a half pages rather. Let's recite from page number 6, which is the third ruku, inshallah. So inshallah, today we try and place emphasis on the Ayn, which was the first lesson from the center of the throat. The Ha, wherever it comes in the Qur'an, also from the center of the throat. And the Qaf, which is the extreme back portion of the tongue when it rises to the palate. And this is how we will get the full mouth of the Qaf. And simple laws of Tajweed these are, we keep them in mind. Alhamdulillah, the first lesson was sent out. So inshallah, we'll keep on making sure that these lessons are sent on the group. So those people who are not registered as yet, then we can speak to Brother Dawood and we will receive inshallah the recordings of the program inshallah with a small summary of whatever is discussed. So we keep in mind the Ayn, the Ha and the Qaf, and we will recite inshallah. And an important note for every one of us in the recitation of the Quran, the correct laws of Tajweed will only become easy for us when we recite loudly. If a person, before even reciting loudly, recitation of the Quran Kareem is known as Tilawat, Tilawah. What is Tilawah? Tala yatlu means to follow, which means one word follows the other, one letter follows the next. That's tilawah, when a person flows with his recitation of the Quran Kareem. So that's called tilawah. So for our reading of the Quran to be called tilawat of the Quran, lip reading is not considered at all. You may be reading, but that's not tilawat, where you get reward for every letter. So that has to be with movement of the tongue. It doesn't have to be very loud. Sometimes you may be worried if you're going to read loud in the house, the wife may just record you and your CDs may go viral. No problem. You can read on your own. But we have to read loudly to, even to ourselves. One day if you're alone somewhere, then you recite the Quran to yourself and you read loudly. That's how we will better the pronunciation and the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq inshaAllah. Some places what we are doing is we reciting A'udhu and then we continue in with the Qur'an. The law of the Qur'an Kareem is that when a person starts the recitation of the Qur'an, when you start, example, we're just starting to read, then what's necessary is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. When is Bismillah necessary? At the beginning of the surah. At the beginning, yes, Bismillah will be recited with A'udhu. A'udhu and Bismillah. For example, here we are reciting from the third ruku. An example, it was the beginning of our lesson and we're starting. What's permissible for us to do is A'udhu and start the recitation of the Quran, because we're in between. However, to recite the Bismillah is better. To recite the Bismillah is better to recite. So we will recite both of them when we are in between. And sometimes as you are reciting, there is some emergency, so you close the Quran and you talk to someone. Or you close the Quran and you pass the key, or whatever happened. Then when you start, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem is sufficient because it's in between the recitation of the Qur'an. Therefore, A'udhu is sufficient.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhan nas u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha firashan was-samaa'a bina'a وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
The first verse we recited, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. So this is showing us the importance of tajweed. If there was no qaf recited, it would be recited خَلَقَكُمْ. So then there's no difference between the qaf and the kaf. So the correct pronunciation is خَلَقَكُمْ with a qaf and then a kaf. The second verse, we did recite it a law similar to this previously. When we stop on the word, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. So we will recite an alif at the end, بِنَاءً, because that is a fathatain, double fatha, or the old people will know it as zabar, double zabar. So bina'a, so that will be recited with an alif at the end of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Inna Allah la yastahi an yadhriba mathalan ma ba'udatan fama fawqaha. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أولئك هم الخاسرون كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم صدق الله العظيم.
Inshallah, from tomorrow, for those brothers that are wanting to know a little bit more detail on the science of tajweed, then it's going to be on a little different level of tajweed. This is introductory, where we're just bettering our pronunciation of the Qur'an-i Kareem. However, from on Tuesday nights, for the time being we're starting, that's going to be more the terminologies of the science of tajweed, with regards to the exact makhraj, sifat, the qualities, and other laws with regards to the Qur'an in the recitation. There are certain words in the Qur'an, we recite it and we just continue with it. But the correct pronunciation of it, how that has to be done, we'll just give one example. We all know Surah Yusuf. So Surah Yusuf, That's why we say that this, what's going to be discussed tomorrow, is even more important for the Hufadh as compared to anyone else, but it's open to everyone. The 11th verse of the Quran, don't go home and please test our Hufadh to see whether they know they work or not. But example, this word, La Ta'manna. There's two ways to recite it. Very seldom will even a Hafiz know the correct way of reciting it. So that's for every one of us. We recite in the Quran, we have to know how this word has to be recited correctly. And inshallah, all of those detailed laws, we will start from tomorrow on a Tuesday night for the time being, inshallah. JazakumAllah. SubhanAllah.